Hi, I'm Deb McIntyre, and you are listening to the Shamans Podcast. Thank you for joining me. I hope my podcast gives you some insight into shamanism and its ancient practices and processes. This podcast will cover elements of shamanism that you can incorporate into your everyday life. You will also be listening to other people's experiences via my podcast guests. We will talk about many topics such as primal woman, primal man, shaman's talking stick, shaman's roundtable discussion, as well as some more general topics that I might throw in. So grab a cuppa, put your feet up, or perhaps you are listening whilst out walking or in the car. And welcome to this week's episode. Welcome to today's episode, Truth and Reality, What Does It Mean for Me? Today we are joined by Lisa Byrne. Lisa is a mind-body-soul activator. Her ancestral line is buried deep in ancient Irish mythical lore, shamanic customs and rituals. I am thrilled to welcome Lisa to today's program. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Deb. Thanks for having me here in this space. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm really intrigued. What is a mind-body-soul activator?
Yes. So mind, body and soul is very much about connecting with your mind, body and soul on a conscious level. And it's about bringing in awareness to your thoughts, patterns and stories and tuning into your body and just what it's telling you. So listening into your body and what it's telling you, and also connecting to yourself on a soul level. So connecting to your intuition and your inner guidance, so that we can create changes in our life and be in alignment with our true self and our purpose.
Wow, that's fantastic. So why did you start on this journey to become a mind-body-soul activator?
Wow, it's been a long journey. But I believe 15 years ago, I left Ireland to come to Australia by myself. To discover who I am, to find out who I was, basically. And for a long time, I didn't really know what I wanted in life. I was in and out of many, many different jobs, many different relationships. So I didn't really know who I was. I didn't really feel like I had an identity. So I was happy to like mold myself into other people's lives and be in jobs that I didn't really like or enjoy. So I was happy to live lives for other people, but I was realizing I wasn't there to live life for me. So 3 or 4 years ago, it just got to a point where I was completely unhappy and I just felt so disconnected. I just felt like I just didn't even know myself anymore. And I was very disconnected to what I really wanted in life, because I always had these dreams and goals, but I just never thought it was even possible. I was in very toxic, abusive relationships, and I just didn't even understand why. I was in a job where it felt really suffocating. I felt like I was on the verge of a breakdown. So at that point, I reached out for help. And since that point, I've just went on this massive self-discovery journey and turning my life completely around, aligning to my values, finding my purpose, my true purpose, finding who I am, and just doing a lot of inner healing on myself and getting to know myself on deeper levels and working through things that I need to let go of in order to step into my purpose. And now I have so much certainty about who I am and what it is that I'm here to do. So I've actually now stepped into my purpose. And I've always felt all my life that I wanted to be a leader, but I just never truly believed it was ever possible. So yeah, that's just a little bit about me and my journey and where I'm at now. So
that's great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us today, which leads us to what we're talking about. What does truth and reality mean for you?
Truth and reality for me is who I am, the true version of me, and who I am underneath all my conditioning layers and my self-limiting beliefs. And it's about my life purpose, discovering who I am, because my beliefs and thought patterns are what my outcomes are, my reality.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That's great. So have you witnessed results when you have connected to your truth and reality? And can you share some examples with us?
Yes. Wow. I've had massive shifts in recent years, and from doing a lot of the inner work and discovering myself and being able to let go of all the things that just didn't serve me. Like, I look at the old version of myself and my decisions that I was making at the time and what my life used to be like. And I look at my life now since stepping into my truth. And now I look at the decisions that I'm making now and I see the big, massive shift, the big, massive difference. So now I'm now feeling more aligned in an alignment. And examples of that would be like in my career choices that I was making previously to what I'm actually doing now. So, you know, my previous choice, I was in like property management. I've had a cleaning business for the past 12 years. And I just didn't really understand why I was in that job. It just didn't feel right to me. And but now I'm since discovering my purpose, I'm now able to step into a career of coaching, and it just feels really right because I've always felt like I've had this leader in me, but I just feel like I was in the wrong place, the wrong career. So, you know, it's massive shifts there, and as well in my relationships, I was very much living a life for other people because I wanted to fit in somewhere. I just didn't know who I was, and I had a lot of toxic relationships. But now, again, since discovering myself, I've had this amazing, I have amazing relationships. And, you know, it's since building that relationship with myself, like I have deep connections that are really, really healthy, not just with myself, but with everybody else around me now. So, yeah, that's just some examples. Aligning to my truth and reality.
And how have you found your belief? Has it changed? Has it grown?
Oh, yes, definitely. My beliefs have really changed over the years. It's been a journey of trusting and trusting myself, trusting in my inner guidance. I never believed in myself, and I kept myself very small for a long, long time. And I never felt I was good enough or smart enough to achieve any more in life than what I was actually doing at the time. So now, like, I look at my old version and I really did not believe in myself or my true potential or my capabilities of becoming anything greater in life. But now, like, it's like, yeah, like that belief has definitely changed. I truly have certainty in who I am now. I have certainty and my purpose and my career and what I'm here to do. So yeah, massive changes in my belief system.
And can you share with us the lessons you've learned along the way?
Lessons I learned was to reach out and ask for help and support, because I was very much doing things alone and I was very, very stubborn at the time. And you know, I didn't want to step into vulnerability to reach out for help and support. And that was a huge lesson for me, because since doing that, it has changed everything. And another lesson is to trust in myself and my inner guidance. Whereas, you know, I've always doubted it. I've always doubted the feelings and the voices that have been coming through. And, you know, now that I can actually trust that. So massive changes there, and learning how to invest in myself and really have a sense of self-worth has been a big game changer for me, definitely.
Wow, that's pretty epic. I love listening to that. Yeah. How do you within self, how do you feel now?
Oh my God, I feel amazing. I'm just really in a really good place in my life now. Like, I'm feeling really, really happy. I'm feeling very aligned. I'm feeling connected, and I'm feeling very empowered. And I really have this beautiful, healthy relationship with myself. And obviously, you know, I'm still working on that as well. And I feel like I'm growing, I'm learning, and I'm trusting more in myself now. And I know that I have a greater purpose in life, and I truly believe that now. So, yeah. I'm in a really good place. Thanks, Deb.
That's wonderful. Before we go, is there anything else that you would like to share with us to help everyone else who's on this journey about connecting to their truth and reality? You know. We all have those little hurdles or hiccups along the way, but if we keep focusing, you know, on this journey, you know, what is the end result? So anything that you would like to share with our listeners in relation to this journey on truth and reality?
I think, you know, it's just about trusting in yourself and trusting in your inner guidance. And, you know, it can take some time, and it is a journey, and it's really important to have, you know, people that you can reach out that can support you as well. Just never doubt your feelings or the thoughts that are coming through. So, yeah, definitely trust is a big one on this journey. Just trusting in yourself and believing in yourself and having that support around you to guide you as well.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I definitely learned some things, and as you were speaking, I was also thinking about my journey and the obstacles that I have faced and where I am and, you know, how much further we have to go as we heal ourselves. So thank you for sharing your insight and your knowledge and your experience. We appreciate that. And thank you to everyone who listened in for today's episode, Truth and Reality, What Does It Mean For You? And sharing with us was the beautiful Lisa Burns. So namaste and blessings, Lisa, and to everyone else who has been listening with us today, namaste and blessings.
Thank you.